Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK.
Intentionality training. So today's training will be on having a definite purpose, knowing that if our purpose isn't greater than our pain, then we definitely will fall into the majority, the 99% of quitters out there that go the extra mile every once in a while and use that to justify why they are not where they want to be or better. And so I want to teach people about intentionality, about having a definite purpose, understanding why the thoughts about our purpose are our purpose, and utilize a variety of different people and situations and lessons in order to effectuate a different way to lead your life. To define intention is an interesting quagmire for a lot of people. They don't understand intention. They think intention is either desire or work ethic. It actually falls within five different realms. And if we utilize each of these different realms of intentionality, what we pay attention to will coincide with the intention we give it. And so that's why vision boards and other things are very useful tools, because it allows us to pay attention to and then align our intention, our definite purpose with that. And then the universe coincides with it with something equal to or better than what we are paying attention to. The first level of intention is what we say. So many people don't realize that they are speaking into their my cloud. They're speaking into coincidence. They're speaking into consequence. They're speaking into results. And so many times, not only are we unintentional about what we're speaking into, but we are not definite in the purpose of what we're speaking into. And when I mean that, I use an example in one of my books where, you know, I used to speak into the universe that I want to make a lot of dough. I'm old, so people used to call cash money, the energy of money, dough. And the universe is very definite in its purpose. And I couldn't understand why so many people were bringing me cookies and cakes. As I was speaking into the universe, paying attention and giving that intention to what I wanted, it was an unintentional, definite purpose. And so we want to utilize our intentions to be very specific. And if we speak out of intention, if we speak unintentionally about what we want, and we speak into the my cloud or the universe or the coincidences and consequences and results that we want, all we need to do is cancel it, right? Remember, the reflective nature, the infinite loop of what we live in, this unified, abundant, infinite system that creates a loop from what we say, we can cancel it. Cancel your order. When you mistakenly order something, just say cancel. You can say it in your head quietly or scream it out loud to the universe. And, you know, I will have my kids and others cancel for me as well when they catch me in saying or ordering the my cloud in the infinite loop of what I want. And so how many times do we accidentally say, oh, I'm going to be late? Do you really want to order that into the universe? Do you want that consequence, coincidence, that result? And so we need to elevate our awareness about intentionality. And the first level of intention is speaking into what we want. And so we need to be very careful. And when we speak into what we don't want, what's missing or what we don't have, we just cancel the order. And so I utilize that cancel technique to cancel out any of the words that I'm ordering intentionally or unintentionally that are not aligned with what I want or where I want to be, or even better. The second level of intention in this form of definite purpose is our actions, what we do. We need to add to not only just ordering the universe, but actually get off the couch. We can't sit at home high, sick, broke, dreaming and saying what we want, praying what we want. We actually have to take action. And when we take action, we need to align it with the actual circumstances of today, because what we do has to be aligned with the actual human experience. And those actions need also to be aligned with what we're saying, but also aligned with where we want to be or better. Not where we don't want to be, what's missing, or what we don't have, or what other people want for us. So in the definite purpose of intentionality, we not only have to speak into the universe, into the infinite loop, but we have to act upon it. We have to do our best, learn lessons, and have fun in order to effectuate the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding impacts or effects, results, consequences, or coincidences, the coinciding of what we are saying and doing with where we want to be or better, or what with what we want or better. And so in the definite purpose of where we want to be, keeping our purpose greater than our pain, knowing that our purpose needs to be greater than our pain, or we won't get anywhere, we will quit, we will fall into the extra not mile of putting in 16 Saturday hours and wondering why we're not where we want to be, and then use the 16 hours on a Saturday instead of the definite purpose to explain why we're not where we want to be instead of where we want to be. And so we need to look at what our activities are, our actions are each day, and put them into the context of the circumstances of today, because this is the human experience. The human experience exists in the 24 hours of the day and the activities that we have in those 24 hours. And so it's critical for us to be intentional all day in what we do as well as what we say. And so many people have heard the statements of our actions do not represent what we told somebody, or our actions speak louder than our words. And so you can understand the higher frequency that exists within the performance of what we say compared to just saying it. Although saying it is a form of definite purpose and intentionality, we elevate intention by doing what we say and utilizing the circumstances of today by doing our best at what we said, learning lessons about what we said, and having fun doing it. by giving meaning to the failures, mistakes, and setbacks of our past, successes, defining moments, historical relevances, all those things that exist in our past, we align those with our intentions in order to get to where we want to be or better. This is how we formulate our self-image, is through definite purpose or intention. And we all know that you will never overachieve your own self-image. In other words, self-imagination, all that we dream about, we will never exceed what we dream about. And so we have to control what we say and what we do in order to expand our dreams and utilize the infinite loop, the My Cloud ordering system that is listening to what we say and reacting to how we act. That is how the infinite loop, the abundant system that we all belong to. And so in this intentionality or forms of definite purpose to create the coincidences, the consequences and results that we want to make sure that we're aligning what we say and what we do according to the actual circumstances of the day and align the meaning of the past. And to do so, we are always working in the context of the human experience, which is dictated by a common denominator from a particle of light leaving the sun and hitting the earth called the 24 hours of the day. So we want to utilize each day, by the way, which we're guaranteed, as you've heard me say many, many times, that we're all guaranteed in the human experience 24 hours a day, every day of our life, except for the last day, you will be cheated seconds, minutes, and hours. So when we put it into the context, separating out human experience comparatively to a spiritual experience, and we want to be intentional about our human experience to utilize the unlimited capacity, the infinite loop of the spiritual experience, we then know that we are going to be very intentional about what we say and do in the context of what we're paying attention to, knowing what we want, who we can help, who can help us, and how best we can get it done according to the circumstances of the day. Moving from those two levels up to another level, a higher frequency or awareness in what we say and do, is the third level of intentionality. In that third level of intentionality are our thoughts. And now talk about having to cancel, right? Canceling what we say is instant and obvious. Canceling what we do, stopping what we do, is instant and obvious. But canceling our thoughts is extremely difficult, because within the context of our thoughts, we have conscious thoughts, subconscious thoughts, and quantum unconscious thoughts that are even harder to be aware of. And here's the things. There's 10,000 new thoughts every day consciously. There's 40,000 or so subconscious thoughts that unfortunately are not only repetitive, but they're most of them negative. They're actually canceling where we want to be or better because they've been inherited genetically and energetically. And to make things even more difficult, it is those subconscious thoughts, those 40,000 thoughts that are activating and deactivating our DNA, our quantum being, our genetic and energetic coding. And what we want to do is align the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious thoughts with what we're doing and saying to add a higher frequency or level of intentionality or definite purpose, so that now we can handle even more pain, because we know if our purpose is greater than our pain, we'll never quit and we won't fall into the 99% of quitters in the world. So what we want to do is, in the human experience, we want to utilize the 24 hours a day to say what we want and where we want to be. We want to do accordingly the same, and also think it consciously. We want to control the subconscious repetitive thoughts and replace the negative ones with ones that are positive. How do we know the difference between negative and positive? By the behaviors of saying, doing, and thinking, meaning that positive doing, saying, and thinking is aligned with what? With the circumstances of the day and where we want to be or better. Negative ones are what? Interfering with what we say, do, think, with where we want to be or better. And so as we elevate our awareness and start to practice intentional behavior, definite purpose, in the infinite loop, the system of infinite thought that protects, loves, and promotes us in that positive way, then we can put into the human experience the power of the spiritual experience of paying attention to ordering what we want by saying, doing, and thinking what we want, not what we don't want, not what's missing, and what we don't have. And so understanding that this intentionality, this definite form of purpose, understanding why purpose is so important, because if the purpose is greater than the pain, what? You won't quit. Why do people not get what they want or where they want to be? Because they quit. What percentage of people quit? About 99% of the people quit. Why? Because they are not either one, paying attention to what they want. They're paying attention to what they don't want, what's missing, what they don't have, or what other people want for them. Or two, they may actually pay attention to what they want, but they're not intentional about it. They're not putting it into the circumstances of the day. They're not aligning the meaning of the past, successes, failures, mistakes, voids, shortages, obstacles, defining moments, historical relevances in alignment with where they want to be. They're not using self-image or self-imagination in order to expand where they want to be or better, because they live in an infinite system, an abundant system of more than enough of everything for everyone, an unfathomable to understand, a scalable, sizable, infinite universe that allows them to live in an infinite loop where they can order things from the infinite by saying what they want, doing what they want, thinking what they want, but put them into the context of the human experience, which is dictated by 24 hours a day. And then the meaning that we give the past can align with the self-image or self-imagination to expand the possibilities, probabilities, and perspective that we have to create what an expansive reality of what we actually are experiencing as human beings. Next, moving even further along in the infinite system, the abundant system in which we belong to, by using this infinite ordering system, the infinite loop, paying attention to what we want, not what we don't want, what's missing, what we don't have, or what other people want for us, and giving it intention is what we believe. And so belief is a higher level than thought. It has a stronger level of veracity, credibility. It starts formulating into a perspective that is truth. And we know, if we go back all the way to Napoleon Hill in the early 1900s, that what we believe we can achieve. And this is actually stemming from the infinite loop, infinite system, by understanding that in order to believe something is a matter of confidence and comfortability. And in order to attain confidence and comfortability, it takes repetition. It will take a hypnotic rhythm, as Napoleon Hill states. And in order to effectuate this hypnotic rhythm, we need to practice daily in the human experience to become more comfortable and confident, to be able to believe what we are saying, what we are doing, and what we are thinking according to the circumstances of the day. The shortages, voids, obstacles, the pain of the day is pushing, promoting, and protecting us towards where we want to be or better. It's an indicator pain that we have a better place to be, a better position to be. And as long as our purpose is greater than our pain, we will never quit. And therefore, it's just a matter of man-made constructive time and infinite time until we get to where we want to be or better, because now we're aligning our behaviors with where we want to be or better. And we're maximizing good behavior and minimizing negative or bad behavior, which interferes with where we want to be or better. And so understanding how belief is formed through what we do, say, and think in the conscious, subconscious, and even the unconscious quantum level, we can start to see why coincidences, the coinciding of this infinite system, works in our favor, because it is a matter of paying and being repetitive and practicing this idea that what we pay attention to and what we give the five levels of intention to equal the consequences, results in our life, the coincidences, the coinciding of our life. And it's only limited by either the meaning that we're deriving from the past lessons, mistakes, failures, setbacks, void, shortages, and obstacles, defining moments, historical relevances, or our self-imagination, our self-image. And we will never overachieve our own self-image, our own self-imagination, which is why we want to control not only what we say, do, think, and believe, but the surrounding influences or energy that we have. You show me your friends, I'll show you your future. We have to control the social silos that we exist in, especially today, because it used to be that within the context of a social silo, that you would have to seek the information that you want. And today, it is poured down our throats like drinking through a fire hose. And as social media has allowed social silos to formulate where we are being fed instead of seeking, now it becomes a separation because we are being fed and fed and fed. And if you don't go hunt, you will be lazy and fat. And when you're lazy and fat, you will have more interference in negative words, actions, thoughts, and beliefs. And so those people with a definite purpose, those people who are intentional in these four levels of intentionality are the ones who are aggregating, accelerating, and compounding exponentially outcomes that are equal to or better than where they want to be. And they create a separation that is known as being lucky. That's why I call the mathematical formula luck. What you pay attention to and what you give intention to, meaning what you say, do, think, and believe, will equal the coincidences, the results and consequences that you want or better, not what other people want or better. And now finally, in the fifth level of intention, the most powerful, highest frequency of intention is what we feel. See, feeling is a emotion. It's energy in motion. And it is infinite in the loop itself. It is a part and particle of all. And this emotion that we feel is the fifth and final confirmation, the illustration of not only the wisdom that we have gathered through saying, doing, thinking, believing, and now feeling. It is a confirmation of faith that the future is uncertain, 100% always uncertain. It is certain only of one thing, to change. And we all know in the human experience, nobody likes change, except for maybe a wet baby. And so living within the context of the human experience dictated by the 24 hours that we live in, the man-made constructive guarantee, 24 hours a day guaranteed in the human experience every day of your life, except for the last day you'll be cheated. But if you live your life with this perspective, you will then find it easier to align the meaning, the feeling of the past into your self-imagination, your self-image, expanding within the context of the infinite loop, the infinite system that is impossible for human experiences to understand or gather or fathom. The infinite is so difficult to live within the context of the spiritual experience. And so therefore, we have to draw down through intentionality plus what we pay attention to, a human experience each and every day separated by 24 hours, which is dictated by a particle of light leaving the sun and hitting the earth, which is true for every human being on earth. They are sharing that human experience. They also are sharing the spiritual experience of an infinite system that I believe only by the context of the best option of belief that in that infinite system exists something much bigger than me and omniscient and all-powerful, all-knowing, that loves me, protects me, and promotes me, and is not punishing me. All of these are within the context of building up a definite purpose, knowing within the context of human experience that the greater our purpose, the more pain, more lessons that we can withstand, and we won't quit, which quitting is 100% of the reason why people don't get to where they want to be. And 99% of the people quit because they don't have a definite purpose. And that purpose is not greater than the pain that every human being in their human experience experiences every single day. And so looking at why this formulation of definite purpose of intentionality is so important is it is and why and how we reconcile the human experience with the spiritual experience, which is the most difficult conflict and most confusing, counterintuitive existence or experiences that we have. We don't understand why, if we're doing our best and being nice and kind, we're not getting what we want or better. Well, because you're trying to get what you want or better within the context of 24 hours, not within the context of the infinite loop and the infinite system. You will get what you want or better by utilizing the mathematical equation of luck, which is start paying attention to what you say, what you do, what you think, what you believe, and what you feel, and align it with your self-imagination, your self-image, by deriving the feeling of the past, the meaning of the past, which includes the failure, setbacks, mistakes, defining moments, historical relevances that in your previous days may have been interfering with where you want to be or better by limiting your self-imagination, your self-image. And within the context of all of this, we can cancel what we say, what we do, what we think, what we believe, and what we feel. Each level gets harder and harder in order to effectuate that, especially feeling, because feeling is an emotion. And so we have to actually shift our energy, because logic will never change our emotion. It is only a different form of consciousness that will change your consciousness. You cannot solve a feeling without this, by utilizing the same feeling that it was created. That's another way to restate what Einstein was teaching when he said you could never solve a problem in the same consciousness in which it was created. You cannot solve a feeling in the same feeling in which it was created. You have to not use logic, because logic is what? Logic is not at the same frequency as emotion. Logic is its human experience, not at the spiritual experience in the infinite system in which we live. And it's in the man-made constructive system of 24 hours a day in which we want our activities of what we say, do, think, believe, and feel to align with where we want to be or better, and cancel out what other people think, what's missing, what we don't have, or what we don't want, in order to effectuate aggregating more good behaviors within the man-made human experience and less negative behavior that interferes with it. Purpose is greater than pain. Purpose of self-imagination, self-image is expanded, which allows us to expand everything in our own existence to equal or better where we are, what we want. In the context of that, wisdom must be incorporated with faith. Faith that there's something bigger than us that loves us more than our mom, that protects us, promotes us, and loves us at all times, even though we don't know or understand why this pain and how this pain could not be punishment. But we know one thing, that every single person in the human experience, is if their purpose is greater than their pain, they won't quit. And quitting is why people don't get what they want when they want, with who they want, to do what they want when they want, with who they want, for as long as they want. And it's not man-made constructive time that will indicate. It is actually the infinite that indicates the progress that is being made within the context of the 24 hours that is undetectable by human experience. So that we don't have a capability to detect how the outcomes of today or the results of today are promoting, protecting, and loving us. We have no idea. There's no way to detect it. Therefore, it's not wisdom, but it's the combination of wisdom and faith that allows us to maintain or increase the purpose, the definite purpose of intentionality, in order to effectuate what we want and to not quit.
Since 1981, Justin has been producing world-class Bordeaux-style wines from Paso Robles on the California Central Coast. As a pioneer of the region, Justin Wines helped put Paso Robles on the winemaking map. The Justin team believes the wine should be exceptional in every aspect, which is why they use boutique winemaking practices like hand harvesting and hand sorting. With a rich history of accolades, Justin is proud to produce exceptional wines and hold the title of America's number one luxury Cabernet. Whether you're a first-time wine drinker or a seasoned aficionado, Justin has the perfect wine for every occasion. Visit justinwine.com and enter promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off your order. Justin Wines also makes the perfect holiday gifts for clients, colleagues, friends, or family. Don't miss out. Visit justinwine.com and use the promo code PLAYBOOK20 for 20% off for a limited time.
There's five athletes as we finish up that I use in my examples. And the first is Tom Brady, because he, to me, represents the power of these intentional, rhythmic occurrences, intentional habits. No accident, seven-time Super Bowl champion, understands him through his diet, training, studying hours of game film, whatever it is. He is one of the most purposeful people that aligns his habits with where he wants to be or better. Intentional people align their daily actions, words, thoughts, beliefs, and with their long-term divine direction, deliberately creating success and contract to the unintentional who react to life without the clarity that he has. And his purpose is far greater than pain. Never in his imagination did he realize what his capabilities were, except for he believed from the day he was drafted late in the draft and told Mr. Kraft, "You just made the best decision of your life." He had a definite purpose. Another great, Kobe Bryant. The Mamba mentality is about relentless intentionality. Legendary Mamba mentality is something that I worked with Kobe and understood even after he retired that he was committed to being the best, and he would do, say, do, think, feel, and believe it. And he knew it. He was relentless in his intentionality. Another person working with the amazing Serena Williams, the intention to be what you must be, regardless what other people think, who stands in your way. Serena Williams had the intention to dominate. She must be what she could be, regardless of what other people thought. What was missing, what she didn't have. Imagine growing up in Compton and being the best of all time in the whitest, richest sport, coming from the blackest, poorest area. Intentional people don't fail failure. They don't listen to what other people think. They use it as feedback to adjust and improve. They view challenges as stepping stones towards their ultimate goal. And then finally, the GOAT of GOATs, Michael Jordan. Intentional focus. Michael Jordan understood the equation, the mathematical equation of luck. He focused in on what he wanted. And he said, did, thought, believed, and felt it. And once again, he mastered the fundamentals. Every single day, repetitive, consistent, persistent pursuit of his potential. Not the greatest athlete of all time, but the greatest competitor of all time. Living intentionally means aligning what you say, do, think, believe, and feel according to the circumstances of today. Taking meaning from the past, setbacks, failures, mistakes, defining moments, historical relevance, and aligning them with your self-imagination, your self-image, knowing that if my purpose, my definite purpose, my intentionality is greater than my pain, I will never quit. I will aggregate, accelerate, and compound exponentially the coincidences, the consequences, and results that I want. I will expand and grow. I will use the infinite loop of ordering in order to experience the infinite system of thought, the abundant infinite system of thought of more than enough of everything for everyone. And I will continue to learn lessons, do my best, and have fun. This is how we're intentional. There's five levels of intentionality. Align them in the human experience with the circumstances of today. Give the meaning of the past in the self-imagination and the self-image that you want. And the consequences, results, and coincidences will occur or better in your life. This was the power of intentionality. The definite purpose is greater than your pain. I think the Nick of Wam may have joined us. If not, somebody
yes,
else.
Yes, sir. Can you hear
me?
Oh,
my goodness. Welcome to New York, my friend.
We landed safe and sound, and I just missed you. You got started about a minute or so just before I had jumped on this morning, but I was still on the plane, so I appreciate your patience. And now that we're hitting the halftime, halfway mark, let's go ahead and transition over to some Q&A.
Whoa. We need to reset the room, my brothers. You got to slow down.
Of course. So, I was just going to say, we got to reset the room first. I want to check and make sure we're good to go.
Yeah, we are good to go. Let's go ahead. Let everyone know we got some really cool shit. In fact, I'm super excited about meeting you in New York. I get to keynote Ad Week, and we have a unbelievable VIP dinner celebrating and honoring October 7th, but celebrating our second year of nomination of the Nobel Peace Prize, as I'm the Chief Chancellor of Junior Achievement University with Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, Sharon Lecter, Brian Tracy, and many, many more. And we are excited. So if you're around New York City and you're not hanging out with us at Ad Week, coming to see our keynote or the meetup or the VIP dinner, we got Victor Cruz, Gail King's coming by. We even have Ja Rule in the house and many, many more. Come and see us in New York City on Monday. Then we have a SoFi Stadium Mastermind on Tuesday. So I'm going to fly red eye in, night out, get into SoFi Stadium, rock the biggest and best stadium in the world. And then Wednesday, again with Junior Achievement, celebrating Ashish, our CEO, and the Modern Achievement book that he's written, and having a dinner in LA to celebrate again the Nobel Peace Prize nomination. And then off to Dubai for a Napoleon Hill Institute event and meetings. We have GTEx. I'm keynoting that. And then I have a third keynote. And then we fly right back again to have a mastermind, a VIP dinner with Bedros and John Barrett and many more in Orange County. So I'm looking for people to show up in person. My favorite thing is to find people who come to my Friday training. By the way, next week on the 11th, Nick, you may not even know this. You know, I'm a 111 guy. By the way, Napoleon Hill Institute was created on January 11th, 1958. It was resided on 1968, January 11th. I was born on January 11th at 111. Now on 10-11, 111, see there's three ones in there, the sign of the angel. It will mark 25 years of doing free Friday trainings. I have not missed a week of training for 25 years next Friday. Anyway, I've taken way too long to set the room. Email me. Oh, by the way, I didn't say this. Email me if you want the intentionality training guide and exercise. I also have a workbook, Creating the Life You Love. If you want to expand your self-imagination, your self-image, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. If you email me, david@dmeltzer.com, I will send you the workbook that Jack Canfield and I did. I'll sign it, send it to you, pay for the workbook, pay for the shipping. It's all on me. It's free. It's you. It's free. It's me. Come and see me or come and be me or become and being with me. David@dmeltzer.com. All right, Nick of Guam, welcome to New York. Let's take some questions. I'm fired up this morning.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Let's keep this energy moving and grooving. Guess who's back, Dave?
Shady.
Jimmy's back. Back again.
Jimmy's Shady's back.
Tell a friend. What up, Jimmy? Feel free to unmute yourself and ask your question for today, my friend.
Good morning. Speaking of Shady, do you see he's going to be a grandfather? That was kind of funny.
Yes. I'm not in a hurry.
I know, right? David, good to hear you, man. Been a minute since we've talked. I have told you this in the past, that the reason I chose to plug into your coaching was not just because of all the awesome things you've done, but because the story you shared about having things, losing it, and getting it back, which brings me to my question. It's been a really interesting week here when I found out that a business that I have been building for 17 years is going away in 90 days in the network marketing space. So if you had, you obviously have multiple businesses. If you found out that your business that was the most profitable was leaving in 90 days, what would your actions be in those 90 days to make up for that?
Well, first of all, you're extremely blessed. Because you got 90 days. When COVID hit, I got 24 hours. When they closed the NBA, I knew that they were closing the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl, the Masters, the Kentucky Derby, the Breeders' Cup, the ESPYs, Emmys, Oscars, and Grammys. And you can imagine the millions of dollars of deposits that I had in a business that Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback, and I had established for 12 years at Sports One Marketing globally. And so I've been faced with this multiple times in my career. And let me give you the framework for everyone out there, how we expand our business when we and other people think it is being shut down, whether it's by COVID or by some other circumstances, whether it's 12 years, 17 years, or 70 years. What we want to do is take inventory, Jimmy boy, take inventory of your capabilities. Okay. Look at the inventory of your capabilities of what skills do you have in your business? What knowledge do you have in your business, the IP of your business, but also of knowledge of who? What network have you built, a community of people, a neighborhood of people that want to help you, that know people that can help you, that buy from you and sell for you today? And then I want you to also take inventory of your desire, your definite purpose, your intentionality, in which we went through today in the first 30 minutes of this training. And if you take inventory of the capabilities according to the skills, the knowledge of who and what, and your intentionality, your desire, now you are equipped over the next 90 days to align it with three things. What is doing well today? What businesses, careers, industries, and jobs are doing well today? And how does my skills, knowledge, and desire, my capabilities align with what's doing well today? And two, what's stable? What's stable today? And how are my capabilities, my skills, my knowledge, and my desires expansive into more options, opportunities, and touches of favor? How am I being protected and promoted and loved by understanding the pain of a business that I created 17 years ago is shutting down? How is this promoting, protecting, and loving me, indicating to me I got a better place to be, a greater self-imagination, a greater self-image for me to make more money, help more people, and have more fun? How are my skills, knowledge, and desires aligned with what's stable today? And then finally, in that inventory, the self-analysis, in that infinite loop, seeing exactly how your capabilities, your skills, your knowledge, and your desire is aligned with what you think will be doing well in the future. And this is the exact process that I went through the night that they closed the MBA down. And I knew that all the events and deposits and millions of dollars that I had invested and created within the context of Sports One Marketing, a global sports marketing company, which I founded with Warren Moon over a decade before, was going to be shut down. And it was time for me to expand my skills, knowledge, and desire by what was doing well, what was stable, and what I thought would be doing well because of the major interference of COVID. A circumstance of today, I had to adjust the meaning of my past and align it with my new self-imagination, my new self-image. And in this expansive nature, if you don't know where to find what jobs, industries, careers are doing well today, stable today, or you think is going to do well, just look at the stock market, right? You can go ahead and look at the top 50 performing stocks, and you know what jobs, industries, and careers by looking at the clues and the patterns of those top performing 50 stocks of today. If you want to know what's stable, look at the stock market. It's quite easy to see if a stock has not moved in the last 5 years, those jobs, industries, careers are stable. And then look at the stock market on what you think is going to be doing well. Where have people overvalued a company? Because that usually people buy in too early. And when there's expansive valuations in the stock market, by looking at the jobs, careers, and industries that are involved and what people think is going to be doing well in the future, they're usually too early. But it's a great time to apply the infinite loop of your skills, knowledge, and desire with that as well. And so using this framework allowed me to actually expand, grow, and do better during a period of time in which so many people felt punished. I was promoted, protected, and loved. And still today, years after the MBA closed down, I am promoted, protected, and loved because I am constantly taking inventory of my skills, my knowledge, and my desire, aligning my capabilities, but also expanding it to the capabilities of those people that can help me or know people that can help me. Expanding that community of people that you've built over the 17 years. You just aren't an entity name. You just aren't a bank account. And this is exactly how I felt when I lost over $100 million and went bankrupt. I was not my bank account. I had way more capability, tremendous amount of skills, way more knowledge of who and what, and greater desire than when I graduated law school. And it only took me 9 months to make my first $1 million out of law school with very little skill, very little knowledge, and a lot of desire. But I had more skills, knowledge, and desire when I lost everything, which led me into a expansive self-imagination, self-image, aligning the meaning of this pain. The pain. it just accelerated my purpose. And since my purpose was always greater than my pain, here I am 18 years later, 25 years of training later, empowering you to empower others because you are not your business. So take the next 90 days and take inventory, align it with what's doing well, what's stable, and what you think is going to do well. And I promise you, you'll be back on this call telling me how you've been promoted, protected, and loved, how you're making more money, helping more people, and having more fun. And you're so grateful that that entity has ended.
Awesome. Thank you. Time to expand. I love that. I wrote that down and circled it three times. So I appreciate your support and your encouragement. I will definitely take action on this. Thank you, my friend.
And I'm here to help you, and my community and our community is here to help you. So reach out, Jimmy. You're one of my favorite people on earth. Your heart is bigger than I can imagine. So you've always been there for me. I'm here for you. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I love you, buddy.
Love
Except
you too,
for
man.
The Cowboys. That's a bad decision. All right. Anyways,
we love you, Jimmy, and thank you so much for joining us.
I got thrown a football jab every once in a while. It's the fourth quarter, Nick.
Yes, sir. We got to put the four fingers up as we head into the fourth quarter. And as we continue on with some Q&A, I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Brent, who I know is very excited for Monday evening in New York City for our over-the-top VIP dinner. So, Brent, we look forward to seeing you there, my friend. Feel free to unmute yourself and ask David your question.
Good morning, Nick. Good morning, David. Super excited to be here. By the way, my birthday is 10/11, so apparently that's a special
number. Oh, I knew
it. Yeah, that's, I know. I'm like, that's awesome. And I just finished, like literally, I think 2 days ago, I just finished Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. Finally picked it up after.
Nice.
You know, it's been
check out today. Outwitting the Devil next. And then anybody here, email me if 111 is your number, 1111. If the one's the sign of the angels, email me David@dmeltzer.com. I'll send you a special 111, 1111, 1011 gift. If you got the ones in your interior unconscious competency, email me, David@dmeltzer. Go ahead, Brent.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, David. So obviously the most important question is, Nick, did you remember my ferocious Buddha hat?
I'm bringing it Monday. I remembered it.
David remembered it. All right. All right.
I remember. So I'm coming. Awesome. Nick is staying there a few days, and he has a whole bunch of social activities. He couldn't even bring the microphone. So I got your hat and the microphone and books. I got all kinds of shit I'm bringing to New York, but I want people to show up. We had over 100 people at our meetup last time. We're going to be keynoting Ad Week, and there's unbelievable speakers beyond me, that's for sure. But I'm blessed to be doing the keynote at Ad Week. And then, you know, geez, Ja Rule, Victor Cruz, Gail King said she's stopping by. Are you kidding me? Come and see us, Brent.
I'm super
and get your free hat.
Yeah. So I appreciate everything you guys do. And I do have a very, you know, kind of important question. Aligns with intentionality, right? And so obviously, you know, we're out here to make an impact and to make some dough, as you said, right? I'll call it money just so it actually comes in the form I need it. And, you know, so we've got different techniques to do that. And we've got this positivity and, you know, consistent. When the hell do you move on from your consistent behavior? You know, like that 3 feet from gold thing, you know, and you do this, the analogy of the lilies in the pond. And I get all that. But is there a time when actually there's an indicator that a specific prospecting technique or a specific product that you got doesn't work? Because I'm like in need of some advice in that area.
Yeah, well, today's product doesn't work as good as tomorrow's product. So I'm expanding product, services, solutions, and self-image. So I'm taking things not as transition or stop and go, but as expansive in an infinite loop, an infinite system. And so if I'm taking inventory of capabilities, whether it's me, like in Jimmy's case, or a product, service, or solution, I'm expanding on the capabilities of what I'm building. I'm not defining it by a label, a bank account, a name, an entity. And so too many people formulate a man-made construct in this human existence and don't realize that each and every product, service, and solution is a matter of energy, an expansive energy that aggregates, accelerates, and compounds exponentially. And so although you may feel as if, you know, as if something's not working, everything's not working to its potential. Therefore, your mission is to expand what you're doing today into something better tomorrow. And in order to do that, it's relative to the behaviors and the intentionality of those behaviors by what you're paying attention to and doing and saying, doing, thinking, believing, and feeling aligned with expansive nature of behavior, knowing that what you take today and put into it with what you say, do, think, believe, and feel by what? Learning and then giving meaning. So if you do your best with what you have, learn lessons from what you have fun in doing it, you will enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit, pursuit of your potential. But it doesn't mean that you won't take things and have to reformulate, reprioritize, and re-energize them. They may have a different name. It may be under a different entity. It may be in a different materialized form. But all of the different things that I do today are an accumulation of what I've done in the past. And although Dave Meltzer Enterprises, Sports One Internships, Sports One Marketing, those are completely different entities that are all expansions of Lee Steinberg Sports Entertainment, Samsung, West Publishing, Thomson Reuters, EveryPath, all the different capabilities that I was monetizing in my past, my real estate and development companies, all of those different things I utilize the capabilities of. Stop looking at things as starting and stopping. This is just, and that's why this purpose idea, this intentionality idea is so important, because pain is going to happen. You're going to say, geez, This way of doing this is not working as good as it could. I'm therefore going to learn lessons, do my best, and have fun in improving it, expanding it. And it may take on a different entity, a different partnership, a different form, a different materialization and monetization. I wish I had a dollar for every time shit didn't work. I wish I had a dollar for every time shit didn't work. I'd have way more money. Way more money. And I got shit working, man. But even though I got a lot of shit working, I wish I could still give me a dollar for every time something doesn't work. Give me a dollar for every time something doesn't work like I want it to work. How do you think Edison got to where he is? It wasn't because of the one time it worked. It was the 10,000 times it didn't work. And I'd love to see what he actually was trying to invent the first time he tried to make it work.
Yeah,
I guarantee what he was trying to make work the first time, the first failure, was completely different than 10,000 times later.
Wow. Awesome. Everything's not working. I love that. I love it.
Yeah, because there's always better. That's part of the infinite system, that you always can have better behavior, better systems, better people, more than enough. Right. We just can't fathom it. So we put limitations into our self-imagination, and then we can't overachieve those own self-imaginations, those self-images. Gracias, amigo. I'll be there with the ferocious Buddha hat.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited, David. Thank you very much.
Thank you, brother. Really great questions for everybody. I'm so grateful to be able to share my Friday mornings for almost 25 years. It'll be 10/11, Brent's birthday, when we celebrate the 25th anniversary of Free Friday Trainings.
All righty, David. We are more than into the fourth quarter. We got about 8 minutes left here with our power hour. And as we continue with the Q&A, I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to the one and only Chef Ron. Ron, it's always great to see you here. Happy Friday, my friend. Feel free to unmute yourself and ask David your question. Welcome.
Oh, happy Friday, Nick. Hello, Coach. I love you.
Nice Happy to hear New Brent. Year, Ron. Rosh Hashanah. Shana Tova.
I love it. It's funny. We are actually doing some things for Chefs for Seniors for the Jewish Community Center. So it's funny you said that. They always call us, and they like our service. It's funny you touched on intentionality. As you know, with our private coaching, I keep bringing that up. And I think I'm understanding it more and more, being more intentional. And, you know, I just want to say, like, little things that I'm starting to notice or be more appreciative of. One was this morning, I was at 7-Eleven. So there's your 11, because the Dunkin' Donuts I went to was too crowded where I get my coffee. I just didn't feel like waiting in the drive-thru. So I said, let me go to the 7-Eleven. And the lady in front of me paid for my coffee. And I'm like, how do you like that? You know, and it just sent a good mindset for my day. If there's good people out there, she told me to have a good day. She saw my Jeep that's wrapped with my logos. And we talked for a minute, for a little bit in the parking lot. And so it, what a great day to start the day. And my thoughts in the early morning were to be intentional, just like you asked, to help 10 people and have 10 people help me. Well, that was the first person. Yep, that was the first person. And today that helped me. I want to help somebody right now, Coach, if it's okay, because I am so excited to see our friend Hugo here with us finally. And I just want to give him a shout out. I love you, Hugo. Everybody's got to check out his Moti chat app, M-O-T-I. And I hope you get him on, Nick. I talked to him this morning, and he is here. And he is a nice mentor.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Ron, but I'm an advisor to Moti, and it's the best app. If you're a consultant of any kind, a lawyer, a financial consultant, anyone that wants to utilize time and track time, bill for time instantly, one of the rules and why I'm an advisor to Moti, and I love Hugo, and I'm glad that he's here, is that lawyers who I've worked with, thousands of lawyers in my career, 80% of business is collecting. And so, you know, it's great to give your time to people, but if they've come to an agreement, time, emotion, and value changes. The value of services rendered diminishes greatly after they're rendered. And so if you're not collecting, you have a bigger job and a bigger interference in your business. And so what Moti allows you to do is, if somebody has agreed to pay you $100 an hour, not only don't you ever have to round up, but it's instantly billed to their credit card for the time that you spent. And so if somebody agrees to, let's say, $60 an hour and you went 14 minutes, it'd be $14 instantly collected instead of rounding up to, you know, every 20 minutes is rounded up to an hour. So it's fair for both parties, but also overcomes the greatest problem in business, which is collecting. So I got involved with Moti, and I've been an advisor, and it's on the web and handheld. And it's just growing at light speed, expanding at light speed. Nick, is our boy Hugo here, or what's going on?
Yes, Hugo is here. Hugo, if you can go ahead and unmute yourself, do you have a question for David today, or just receiving all the love?
Oh, that's just the love. I just want to tell you guys, I'm looking forward to Monday. And I, you know, for the group, I don't know a lot of people here, but I do know, you know, the important things about these groups that are important. I met Ron at a dinner like 2 months ago, and we've been on the phone every day for hours for 2 months. These groups are important. As like Dave says, you change. I used to own a bunch of dry cleaners. I went into tech, something I really didn't know a lot about, but I had an idea. And I literally watched David for 3 years and said, that's the type of person I want to grow into when I have my brand up. And I approached Dave 3.5 years and said, hey, you know, and I took a leap of faith. And David said, yeah, start building. I'll be here for you when you're ready. And it's important that everybody understands how important that is. I was shooting with Dave 2 months ago, and it was hectic. And Dave, even through eating his food in the back room with Nick, said, no, bring Hugo in. I'll spend while I'm eating a half an hour with him talking. It's important to understand why we're here, because we can help each other like a family. It's just not about business. It's more than that. I don't talk to Ron about business every day. We talk about everyday things that are going on, my family, his family. I love these groups, and I love meeting up with Dave. Whenever he lands somewhere, I'm there, because I know that I'm going to walk away with 10 to 15 new friends. Not just about Moti, but new friends. And I think that's important to understand what this group is for. It's just not about business. You will walk up with some amazing friends out of here. And I just want to tell you, David, I love you a lot. Can't wait to see you Monday. You and Nick, Ron, Mike, everybody you introduced me to, that just support me in a different way, you know? And I'm so excited to see you Monday. So I look forward to seeing you Monday, Dave, and looking forward to meet everybody here personally someday as I'm building Moti out, and hoping that I can help you in any way that I can.
You certainly
can.
Also,
Hugo, man, I love hearing your voice, Hugo. Sorry, Dave. I'll see you Monday too, Dave. I'll be at the New York, and Kevin's coming to see you Tuesday in LA. But I'll give everybody else time. I love you guys.
I love you, my brothers, and thank you so much. I don't think people
always realize the power of showing up. It's a form of intentionality. It's an action to show up in person, and it does make a difference. If you really want to be a part of our community, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I want to thank Hugo, by the way, for anyone that meets with me while I'm eating. It's not always the prettiest sight because in order to be efficient with my time, I break the manners rule. I am a kid who got kicked out of Cotillion, not for eating with my mouth open or eating while I'm speaking, but nonetheless, in order to adhere to the efficiency rules of the human experience and the man-made construct of time, sometimes I have to eat and coach at the same time. Not pretty in person, definitely much better on the phone, but I appreciate anyone's patience of the thousands of people that I've coached while I was eating. So thanks for your patience. As some of us here have seen me eat my protein bars even while we're coaching here. Anyway, it is 1 minute, Nick, so we're going to close out the room. Reminders for everyone. I'm going to be in New York on Monday doing the SoFi Mastermind on Tuesday in LA, Wednesday doing a VIP dinner. Remember, we're celebrating October 7th, our nomination for a Nobel Peace Prize. We're celebrating Ashish's Modern Achievement. We're celebrating our community. I'm keynoting the Ad Week, and then we'll be in Dubai and Abu Dhabi on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, flying back on Wednesday, speaking on Wednesday because of the hours, and then back in LA again for a Junior Achievement VIP dinner, Orange County dinner as well. That's a lot. But if you want the guide from today, intentionality guide, if you want the workbook with Jack Canfield and mine, if you want to join us, david@dmeltzer.com. It's 7 o'clock on the dot. Come and join me around the country, over 200 cities in a year, and let's all give the Nick of Guam a big round of applause right off the plane in his Uber. Nick, I'll see you on Monday. I love you all. Be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self. Email me for that guide in my book, david@dmeltzer.com. Nick, close out the room, my brother.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, David. And I cannot wait to celebrate next week with what will be 25 straight years, never missing a week of these Friday trainings, as I know everybody in this community and both on Clubhouse as well as online are so grateful for you continuously, not only showing up, as you say, but teaching us that lesson of consistency. And as you heard from everybody, whether it's Los Angeles, New York, Orange County, Dubai, all of the incredible places we are going to be, just please reach out to David directly, david@dmeltzer.com. And then, of course, join that text community so you are getting the reminders on where David's going to be. 949-298-2905. Once again, just 949-298-2905. Both, of course, can be found in the room chat. David will be back on the Breakfast with Champions this upcoming Monday in the mix of the madness in New York for a little bit of Ask Me Anything. And, of course, back again next Friday, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern for another Friday training.